These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
I can't disagree with that.
Jackpot!
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The overall quality of the league and the teams and the players and the quality of the product, is it good or bad?
I think it's pretty bad.
Ooh. Okay. And do you think it was a bad first weekend?
I didn't think it was great, no.
What do you think the biggest problem is, McCone?
Talent level across the league isn't great.
I don't know. I'll catch it on Twitter.
I disagree 1,000%. I think there are more than enough talented football players to have a good league. In fact, there's talent all over the place. You watch these games, they are fast, strong, tough, smart. There are specimens. Oh my God. I think the athletic level in the NFL is insanely good.
You're right.
Let's
Scott
just keep disagreeing. Easy,
Jones. Easy. Did I say it was 100%, McCone? That was a snide comment by you. He said Scott Tolzien. You're right. It's pretty good. That's a pretty snide comment.
But overall, I'm with you in that the last couple of days gave you a lot of wow moments. Even last night, Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver in Minnesota,
I think there is I disagree. I think there's enough talent across the league. Are there enough talented quarterbacks, McCone?
No.
Wrong! All right, you ready? So here's how I prove it to you, because I've heard this over there. The quarterbacking is horrible. I'm going to give you the 32 quarterbacks, okay? We're going to go by the teams, and you're just going to tell me if the guy's good or not.
Okay.
Some are great. Some suck. Let's just call it a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Is the guy a 6 or above? Because that means he's above average, McCone.
All right.
Means he's not horrible. Okay? And this is just going to sort of, I just called it the league standings. I went the full league 1 to 32, so the order is not going to be... It's just sort of in random order. Atlanta.
Good.
Yes, Ryan, absolutely. Baltimore.
Good.
Okay, yes.
So here's what we're doing. We're voting. Jimmy's the tiebreaker. We're four in the studio. Jimmy's the fifth tiebreaker. So Flacco's a hard one. Yes or no? You say no?
I say yes.
Oh, you say yes.
Yes.
You won a Super Bowl, yeah.
Okay, so Flacco's in. Okay, T.J. Taylor.
Who?
T.J., no, Buffalo.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
Bad.
No.
Okay, you don't get Tyrod Taylor. He was like third in the league or fifth in the league in quarterback rating last year.
Yeah.
That's fine. Cam Newton.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously. Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Obviously. Trevor Siemian last night.
No.
Yes.
No, but he did. He looked good last night, but still no.
No, but he was pretty good last night. Okay, but no, he's a no. But you have to think about that. Matthew Stafford.
Yes, reluctantly.
Yes, reluctantly.
McCone?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Aaron Rodgers, yes.
Yes.
Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, no.
No.
Alex Smith.
Yes, reluctantly.
6 or higher.
6 or higher? Yes.
He's like the definition of a 6, though.
Yep.
Ugh.
What's your answer, McCone?
He just barely.
Yes,
yeah,
Smith, yes. L.A. Rams, Goff.
No.
No.
He looked really good the other day. Sam Bradford or Teddy Bridgewater?
No.
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 Yes and yes!
No.
No. Sam Bradford's not a 6?
No.
Nope.
Oh, you guys.
Nope, you lose that
one.
Well,
that's stupid. Sam Bradford's a 6.
Mm-mm.
He ain't a 7, he ain't an 8. No, but he's a 6, and Teddy Bridgewater, they have 2 sixes.
Well, Bridgewater might not even play again.
Because they have a leg?
Injury. Right. You don't get that one.
Derek Carr.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a
yes.
Okay, Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So it really should be not just what they are now, but if they have promise. Like, if you feel good about this guy as your starting quarterback, maybe Goff isn't a 6 yet. But, you know, maybe he will be. And we'll get to Winston. Like, you know, so there's a little bit of a gray area there. But we're just going to keep playing this game. Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Okay. Carson Palmer.
No.
No.
He sucks.
He's done.
No Carson Palmer.
Stick a fork in him.
No Carson Palmer.
Nope.
Now he's at a 6.
No.
Okay. You can't just grade on one game for the next one. Andy Dalton.
I'm going back to last season.
Andy Dalton.
Hard no.
If I had asked you at the end of last season, what would you have said?
No.
I actually go yes on
yes,
Andy Dalton.
Yes, okay, so he's a yes because if you're just coming off the last game.
Well, no.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
We have to go to Jimmy. Jimmy is the tiebreaker.
Okay, so Jimmy, Andy Dalton, up or down? Your mic doesn't work? Put your thumb up or your thumb down? Down.
Yeah.
Down. Nothing in Cleveland. Got it. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
So, okay. I've been told to keep talking indefinitely.
Oh. Great.
Which is not a problem. How's the simulcast look? We okay there? So we got engineers. Oh, yeah, everyone's scrambling around back there. Yeah, there's an issue.
When it's frantic, you know that it's
bad.
Oh,
look, we have an issue. Yeah, he says, main audio console is frozen. Can't even turn mics off.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
No swearing.
All right, so we're just going to keep yammering. We're just going to keep playing this game. Cleveland Browns, no.
Nope.
Houston Texans, no.
Nope.
Andrew Luck.
Well, yes, in theory.
Yes.
Yes. Would you shut up? Philip Rivers.
Yes.
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 Ryan Tannehill.
No.
Six.
No.
Six.
No.
No.
See, now you guys are just doing this because you're trying to.
No, because Tannehill blows.
Pats, yes.
And it's not Tannehill who's there.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Yes.
Eli.
Yes.
Jets. No, I'm sorry. So, yes, yes.
Yes, what? I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. He's won two Super Bowls. Shut up.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
Jets, no. Niners, no. Seahawks, yes. I assume. No, yeah, one's going to go, so, no one.
Yes.
What's his face? Jameis Winston in Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Bedard.
No.
What's up? You lose 3-1. Winston's on the list. Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a yes. This is another good tweener. Kirk Cousins.
No.
No.
I'm not a Cousins guy. No.
Yeah!
You lose,
yes!
That one.
He's a six or above. A six.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
He's a six or above.
You're not getting it. We won. It was three no's. You're not getting Kirk Cousins.
He's below a six.
Yeah. He's like a 5.5. That's below a,
okay,
six.
Okay, the guys you're stupid on and you're wrong on were Cousins, Bradford. Bradford's a six.
You're getting fooled by that one game.
Bradford is the definition of a six. He's not a three.
No. Sam Bradford's a four.
Okay, so wait a minute. I'm just going the ones you're wrong on. Kirk Cousins and Sam Bradford. Okay, but the ones we all agreed on. Ryan, Flacco, Newton, Prescott, Stafford, Rodgers, Alex Smith, did I say Cam Newton? Who is that? Carr, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, Brady, Breeze, Eli, Wilson, Winston, Mariota. That's 18 guys. There's 18 guys, and you guys are effed on Cousins and Bradford. Those are sixes. I'm sorry.
Well, how can, I mean, if we're grading like the league, there has to be a five or six. There has to be a place where you're like, this guy's average.
So I'm not grading on a curve. Like, you can't have 16, 5 and above and 16, 5 and below. That's not what we're doing. We're telling you, all things being equal, in a vacuum, is this guy a 6 or above? Do you feel good about this quarterback or not? And there's a guy like Stafford who I wouldn't feel good about, but yeah, he's a talented guy and he's a real quarterback, okay? So those who say the like there's no good quarterbacks is just flat out wrong. At least half the league can play the position. At least half the league can either play the position or has promised to play the position. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, we don't know exactly what they're going to be, but at least you feel good about your quarterback if that's your guy. Maybe you want to say the same thing in Houston this year with Watson. Maybe you want to say the same thing. I don't know. You tell me. You want to say the same thing? What are the other rookie quarterbacks? How come I'm blanking on this?
Trubisky.
Maybe you feel that way in Chicago with Trubisky. Maybe you feel that way. So exactly. But we came up with 18, pretty much no doubters, above average quarterbacks. So how was their quarterback problem?
Well, I think it's skewed because the standard that is set with Brady and Aaron Rodgers and even Cam Newton a couple of years ago, people's expectations are too high.
I watched football last night. And there were four guys who could play the position.
Who said there's a quarterback problem?
Oh, my God. I think it's Jones. So I'll blame Jones.
When people bitch about the league, I think that's one of the easy go-tos.
You know what froze our board was Stewart playing those Jones drops. He's infected. The Dark Knight has infected our entire operation here.
Well, I think the Felger and Mass show has established that it's a coaching problem.
It is a coaching problem. It's not a quarterback problem. Even the guys who you don't have on your list, Cousins, Bradford, Simeon. I watched two games last night and four quarterbacks. They could all play the position. I wasn't watching bad quarterbacking last night. That was fine. Even guys who you think aren't good, Bradford and Simeon. Bradford was legit last night, by the way. He lit him up.
Well, he had a lot of protection. I mean, that certainly helps.
So how many truly awful guys are there? There's a half dozen truly awful quarterbacks. But that's not a quarterbacking problem. If we do the same thing with the coaches, how many are you going to feel good about? It's like six.
Six.
Yeah. I mean, really. Really. So it's a quarterback thing. It's not a coach. It's a coach thing, not a quarterback thing. I can go to break. Can we do 10 questions with Bedard next? Oh, iffy? Well, we're going to do it whether we have the buzzers or not. Okay, so can I run the CBS Sports Minute? Oh, I can? We don't even get out of the Sports Minute? I thought the board was frozen.
That's the most important thing. You've got to get the CBS Sports
Minute. One time I need the board to be frozen, it's for the Sports Minute. Here's Jim Rome with a nonsensical take.
You can't stop me.
Brought to you by Granite State Indoor Range and... Oh, what? No, what? Huh? What? Now you're waving to me. You said keep talking now. So So I can't go to the Sports Minute. I can't go to commercial. Can I take calls? Okay, we had 18. This is right. So I cannot take calls. Okay, we're just going to keep going, mother bleepers. do you want to go through the coaching list? Or you want to do 10 questions?
Let's do it. Let's do the coaches.
Yeah.
Kay. Let's do the coaches.
Okay, so again, I'm just going teams. So you got some of these guys, I get confused. Where's McVay and where's Lynn? Like, who's, like, you're going to have to refresh my memory. Atlanta, Dan Quinn.
Yes.
No!
Oh,
no!
Come on. You're crazy.
No!
One game.
No. One game. It happens to be a big one. No. You won't hear from Dan Quinn again. Mark my words. You will not be hearing from Dan Quinn again.
Dan Quinn's a good coach.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You lose. Yeah.
You lose.
If Alex Smith makes a list for quarterbacks, yes, Dan Quinn seriously gets in on the coaching.
John Harbaugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll still give it to him. Who's in Buffalo again? What's this guy's name?
McDermott.
McDermott. Sean McDermott.
Yes. Well, I like him. But
no.
Right.
Incomplete.
Too early.
Yeah,
right. No.
So it's a no.
McCone, nope. I need you on this. Carolina, Riverboat Ron Rivera.
No.
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 No! He's a Super Bowl coach. Jason Garrett.
No.
No.
No! Who's the guy in Denver now?
Vance Joseph.
Vance Joseph.
See him right there.
Yeah,
no. No, not on my list.
There he is. Yes.
There he is. No, we'll get to that. If our board ever increases, we're going to get to that. Jim Caldwell in Detroit.
God, man. It's a statue.
Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
But we're sad. You hear the reluctance in our voice? Doug Marrone in Jacksonville?
Hell no.
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it, though,
yes,
Greg.
Yes, but you don't feel good about it. So wait a minute. Now you're telling me to break. Now I'm in the middle of something. Now I'm in the middle of something. I do have to break? Can I go to the Sports Minute? No. We'll be right back after these words, I think. Try it.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.com. No one says it like they do. Like they do.
So my question to the people of Boston is, what are you nuts?
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go around the league in 10 minutes or less. We need buzzer options, Jimmy, to stay on time. What do we got this week?
Mike Nikovich.
Okay, very good. Rob?
Not an Apple Watch.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Can I just talk what I want to talk about?
No, not allowed to, Cattles.
You're talking plenty.
Keep going.
Stop bickering.
No, never stop.
Or we could do Gunner Talk.
Gunner Talk.
Captain Entertainment, you got it all figured out. I'm sure it was a doozy.
I can't get enough of Jones and Cattles. Hit any of them.
I'm sure it was a doozy.
Okay, number 10, week one. I'm sorry, question 10, week one. Who gets an A? Who deserves A around the league? You can go players, teams, whatever. Who deserves A's?
I had five teams. I had the Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens, Jaguars, and the Cowboys.
A's.
Oakland Raiders. I was going with the Raiders and Derek Carr. They typically don't travel all that well to the East. Carr looked fine coming off the injury. Big win in a tough spot against a team that has a lot of hype around it with Tennessee. The Raiders get an A.
Okay, let me give you the Packers. I'm sort of in on the Packers this year, and I thought I liked that win. It was an ugly win. It was a tough win. It wasn't a pinball machine kind of game. It wasn't pull something out of your ass. I think they worked hard against a team that played tough against them, and I like that win for the Packers.
You know what I liked about them? It was a marked difference from even when I covered the team, is that, you know, I think there's rumors that Elliot Wolf, the assistant GM, got more of the controls this year from Ted Thompson. And you've seen them sign straight free agents, which they have not done in previous years. And that team looked more physical and faster than I have recalled any recent Packers team.
They were definitely physical in that game. Next.
You're talking plenty.
Okay, who deserves an F week one?
I have four teams. The Colts, the Texans, oof, my boy Billy. That was rough. Bengals, Giants.
I just went, I thought it was singular, so I went with Andy Dalton. Four picks. Yeah, I think he had a fumble as well. He blows, and you can't defend him anymore, and they should go to A.J. McCarron.
I went Texans. Texans. Talk about a team that's on the come, figuring things out, taking the next step, and they go out and do that at home against Jacksonville.
After the hurricane and everything.
Holy crap. Holy moly. Houston was my vote for that F.
Stop bickering!
What was the biggest week one mirage?
No question, it was the Rams. They're not... They'll be 3-13, but, you know, what'd they win, like 49-6 or whatever it was?
Ridiculous. Sam Bradford, even if he has all the protection in the world, he's going to revert back to the Sam Bradford we all know and laugh at, or he's going to get hurt. That was a fraud last night.
Or we could do Gunner Talk.
Gunner Talk. I prefer Gunner Talk. Question number 7. Who has the most pressure on them now heading into week 2?
The Giants at home on Monday night. I mean...
Who do they got?
Detroit.
Yes. And that, boy, if they lose...
That's a good one.
...and go 0-2, that's going to be rough.
This was my answer as well. Eli Manning and the Giants at offense looked lost without Odell Beckham Jr., but even then, he just looked like he didn't want to throw downfield, and the Giants, they fall 0-2 in that division. They're screwed.
Next.
Captain Entertainment, you got it all figured out.
He does. Question number 6. A week 1 reset. I know I asked you this last month. I don't remember your answer, which is good. Who do you now feel will be the first coach fired across the league?
I think this was my answer before, but it's Pagano. I mean, he got the team wrong. Congratulations to the 49ers.
That's a bad sign.
And Coach McVay.
It's got to be Chuck Pagano. They looked horrendous on both sides of the ball. And again, he called them the 49ers. You just played the Rams.
It's not an Apple Watch.
Okay, again, manager John Farrell there. Number 5, latest in our series. And in keeping with the week 1 theme, biggest toolbox of week 1.
For me, it was Travis Kelce, who's a perennial contender with the whole ball to the groin.
Did you like the ball shove?
This is after, you know, in the pregame show, he did an interview where he talked about how he's going to raise his maturity level this year. And he goes out on national television in the first game and hits somebody in the junk. Well done.
Adrian Peterson for me. He's washed up. He's already bitching to Sean Payton on the sidelines last night. That's a bad look.
I'll go Sergio Dip, which again, we will get to later on.
Can I just talk what I want to talk about?
Okay, in honor of Sergio Dip, who was the worst Monday Night Football announcer in history? So in our lifetime, like Keith Jackson was the first play-by-play guy. That's a little bit before my day. So like it's just in our lifetime. McCone doesn't qualify because McCone's like 16 years old. So he didn't go back to the days. And just looking through the list, oh my God, have they had some atrocious announcers. This includes sideline people or color people, meaning color analyst people. So who was the worst Monday Night Football announcer of all time?
I should go with Eric Dickerson because he was on your list and I didn't even remember him. But I'm going to go with Lynn Swann because I didn't think that Lynn Swann ever brought anything to the table.
Useless!
Dennis Miller. I loved him on SNL, but his obscure references and big words that he used, it was such a bad fit. Yeah, but you, I mean, you know, you're intelligent. Most of the football audience isn't. When he's saying, "Oh, he dropped the ball there, kid," like he was a thalidomide baby that had flipper hands. Like what? Don't make me like have to look stuff up.
So here's a partial list of candidates, just in case you're curious: O.J. Simpson, Joe Namath, Lynn Swann, Joe Theismann, Dennis Miller, Eric Dickerson. And I said Melissa Stark and Lisa Guerrero. Missy Stark was fine. I shouldn't have put her on the list. Lisa Guerrero, what a smoke! But
oh, she was bad.
Holy crap. Useless, that one. The one that I hated the most was Joe Theismann. I think Joe Theismann was, you know, oversimplistic, but still overanalyzed, if that's possible. Like, Joe, shut up already. Shut up. I got it. Shut up. Stop talking. I couldn't stand Joe Theismann for some reason. Next.
You're talking plenty.
Number 3, Kyle Van Noy, Patriots linebacker, inside linebacker. Just signed a contract extension, announced yesterday. Here are the numbers. Here's the contract details. 3 years, just under $13 million, $3.5 million to sign, $5.5 million guaranteed. What am I missing with this player? How did he just get all this money?
Well, I mean, in reality, it's really a 2-year deal that's like $7.5 million.
$5.5 million guaranteed. I thought he might get cut in camp. Or, I mean, he's one of these guys that would you be surprised if they had cut him in camp? No. All of a sudden, he's getting 5.5 guaranteed?
For some reason, Bill needs to have his binky at middle linebacker who will take any contract that they give him, like Gerard Mayo. You know, but look.
But I think they overpaid this guy.
Well, maybe a little bit, but I don't mind Van Noy. Like I said earlier, he's grown on me. He does a lot of different things for them. Notice I didn't say well.
Yeah.
But, you know, he does a little bit of everything, but he's not great at anything. And I think they like to have that sort of comfort there.
I find that contract baffling.
Well, I think it's because they looked at his name and said, he sounds like a rich guy. Let's make him a rich guy.
That's good.
Or we could do Gunner talk.
Okay, number two. If you could take any one single player in the league to replace Julian Edelman, who would it be?
Doug Baldwin, Seahawks.
Interesting.
He's got great quickness inside. He's tough as nails. Never comes out of the game. Never backs down from a hit. He'd be perfect.
Screw going down the depth chart. Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's the guy for me.
Okay, but that's not. I'm not looking for the best receiver in the league. I'm looking for a guy to play the slot in the Patriots system.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown can do it all.
No, he can't. That's not who I would get for that. This Beasley kid in Dallas.
Yeah, Beasley was on my list.
Perfect. Yeah. And not just because he's white. Please don't make that.
And he wears the same number.
Don't make that mistake. He does wear the same number. But he is.
He has taken a beating for them, too.
But he's so quick. And he's always open on the chains. He fit. When I watch him, I'm like, there's Edelman. Like, there's that guy. That's that Beasley kid is perfect.
Maybe T.Y. Hilton.
Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry, tough. You know, he's sort of a knucklehead, but that's a tough. He's not an inside receiver?
Nah, he's more of an outside guy.
Okay, never mind.
Stop bickering.
No, never. Last question, Greg. You were over the Patriots over under win total to begin the year, 12.5?
Yes, I was at 14-2.
Where are you now?
I'm in the same place. It's either 14-2 or 13-3. I still believe. I reacted to this game almost the same way as I did to that Chiefs game when they went out there and lost. I came in the next day or it was the next day. And I just yelled about how that team is better than that. This team is much better than what they showed the other night. Why they played that way, only Belichick knows.
Okay, your call, 617-779-0985. When we finish our quarterback/coaching survey, we have to because we had to start it. We'll finish that as well. And I promise your call's right after McCone's update.
Felger and Maz, radio.com. This is Felger.
The man is beholden to no one.
And Maz.
I don't really know what to expect.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bedard, Murray, how far are your heads up your holes? that guy blew
that escalated
the
quickly.
NFL completing percentage record last season with a turnstile at offensive line. A turnstile.
Yeah, I'm not telling you Sam Bradford's great or that I'd be thrilled if you were my quarterback. He's a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Nah, he's a warm body. He's maybe a 5.
Completion percentage, really? Because he, you know, checks it down and... No.
6?
Nope. 5.
6?
5. 5.5.
Fine, you don't get it. Fine. I mean, he doesn't get on the list. The league does not have a quarterbacking problem. There are more than enough capable quarterbacks. More than enough. There's 18 that we all agreed on. And then there's another 4 that I think people would vote different ways about. Bradford being one, Cousins being another, Simeon, maybe Simeon's not on that list, but Dalton. I think before the game the other day, I think a lot of people would say, yes, Dalton's a 6. He's like the definition of a 6.
So you said Tannehill, but it's actually Jay Cutler. What do you say about Jay Cutler?
No.
Yeah, I'm a no on Cutler as well.
But I think that's sort of...
Definitely a no.
Yeah, I'm a no on Cutler, but I'm a yes on Tannehill. But, you know, so there's anyway, debatable, you know, give or take one or two, depending on who's on your list. There's around 20 capable quarterbacks in the league.
Yes.
20.
I don't know who you're arguing against because I
Jones.
Don't think
Jones.
Yeah, but look, it's not. It's a coaching problem, but it's also in terms of talent, and this goes across the league in terms of, you know, somebody was talking about the offensive line. It's the transition from the college to the pro game is so much harder now and takes so much time, and they need more practice time, and they're getting less practice time now.
Ryan in Methuen, what do you got for us? Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, sorry. Question. I was gonna. Do you think the Pats are kicking themselves in their rear end right now that they got rid of Austin Carr? Do you think they should have gave him a chance?
So, what do you think, Greg? Is that someone they miss?
Nope.
Could he play in the slot? Like you know, could he be the guy for Edelman?
No. That guy, if he got into real NFL caliber games, he would not be able to get off coverage. He cannot separate, and you'll see that if he gets out there against the Patriots on Sunday.
John in Rockland, what do you got for us?
Now, I agree with you on Theismann real quick. Just get that out of the way.
Oh, he was painful.
But on the quarterback thing, I'm not saying Philip Rivers is the worst quarterback in the league, but since he came in the league, he was known as, oh, he's going to be this great quarterback. He hasn't done squat since day one except be, like, average, I think.
He's above average.
Well, if you think about it, what has he done?
10 years ago, he got to the AFC Championship game on one leg, essentially, by the time they got to the playoffs. He had a busted up knee.
Well, I don't love him either.
He's better than a six.
The question is he a legit? That's just sort of the purpose of that exercise. You know, does Philip Rivers starting for the LA Chargers tell you that the league has a quarterbacking problem?
No.
He's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. What does that mean? Top five, top 10, top 50, doesn't matter. He's a capable, legit NFL quarterback. The league does not have a quarterbacking problem. David in Malden, go ahead with Greg Bedard. Hello, David. Okay, snooze, you lose. Unfortunately, you not being ready gives the world Carlton and Norwell. He's actually in Tampa. Are you still in Tampa, Carlton?
I'm back here temporarily, but I'm heading back down again on Thursday.
Oh, good God.
So Murray, have you seen the Felger lead-in for the early edition where he's flying through the air in his tights and his cape?
Yes, save the show, yes.
No, I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, gosh. From now on, when you two are paired together, I'm calling you Super Tool and Catboy, okay? The reason why they signed Van Noy to that big contract and why they got Geno Grissom on the practice squad at $615,000 a year is because those are two of your better players in the front seven on defense. Your defense sucks. And how is it that Greg Bedard has not mentioned that Tom Brady airmailed all four of his incompletions to Hogan? They were 5 yards over his head, every single one of them. The guy cannot throw other than a check down to the backs or Edelman or Amendola.
Let me stop there. Give me a grade for Brady on Thursday night.
I think in my column I gave him 2.5 out of 5. You know, I thought, and it was really a tale of two halves. I think I had him for 8-plus plays, 3 negative plays in the first half, and then 3-plus plays, 7 negatives in the second. I didn't think that he was good. As soon as they got up 17-7, from then on out, I thought he was below his average.
Was it decision-making or physically? You know, like...
No, it wasn't physical. It was, look, I don't want to make a big deal out of this because we've seen this before. When teams can cover and they can't run the ball, and Brady can't get a beat on what you're doing coverage-wise. Because, remember, he takes great pride in being, I have all the answers to the test now. Well, against those teams, he doesn't, and it shows. And so he didn't know where to go with the ball. He didn't know where to hang his hat, and it didn't have to do with Edelman, because I've seen him look like that when Edelman's not on the field. So it was just, he just had a rough go. Once they started going deep down the field and they couldn't run the ball, he had issues.
So, fair. Because, again, that's sort of the decision-making and where to go with the ball. People have said he looked old in the game. He looked 40 in the game. I didn't see that.
No, that's
not that he moved any differently or threw any differently or arm strength or velocity. No. You know, I didn't see anything like that.
I've seen him look that way usually once or twice a season.
It's fair to say, though, there were some bad throws. I mean, the very first one to Dwayne Allen was way high.
He has to make that throw. I mean, it was dialed up perfectly. Great play call by Josh. Got the defense they wanted. Was wide open, and tried to touch pass it down where he just could have put it on him. He could have ran for another 20 yards. So, yeah, I don't know.
One more segment with Bedard and your calls. A couple open lines if you want to grab them at 617-779-0985. How many good coaches are there really in the league? How many? What's that number? We give it to you right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.com. This is Felger and Mass.
I'm a hypocrite. Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And just to follow up on Peterson, what are your thoughts on his career and how much background have you had with him sort of individually?
Well enough. We brought him in here this spring. I've had some interaction with him. I have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for the way he plays. I have a lot of respect for how hard he works, how important the game is to him. I see all those things I admire about Adrian.
I got no use for that guy, on the field or off. And that thing last night, my God, how selfish can you be?
Wonder how the Crafts felt about that.
Barking at your coach, right. You know, the whole off-field thing with the child abuse is one thing. But can you imagine Adrian Peterson doing that to Bill Belichick on the sidelines, the thing that he did to Sean Payton? Are you kidding me? So that's what you want to introduce into your – you got Tom Brady. And the running back's going to carp about not getting the ball enough?
Come on, coach. It's my old team. I got something to prove.
Give me a break. All right, you want to finish this coaching survey?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. I'm not sure where we left off. I think Andy Reid is where we left off, and he was on the list. McVay in L.A., no, not enough time. Zimmer in Minnesota.
Yes.
Yes.
I like him, yeah.
Oh, you guys. what has he won? Good God.
Seemingly he's turned them around. It's a good defense.
Seemingly,
that's
right.
That's his bread and butter.
Made the playoffs once, lost again.
Well, at least that team doesn't kill themselves.
Jack Del Rio in Oakland.
No. No.
Doug Peterson in Philly.
Nope.
No.
Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Jimmy?
No.
Thank you.
All right. No.
Tomlin. Joke.
I didn't
joke.
Like saying it.
But. Joke. Here's a thought. Adjust in the AFC Championship game.
Or don't. Arians in Arizona.
Yes.
Yes.
I used to think so. I don't know. They've been bad the last couple of years.
I'm a no.
I'm a no. He
that
sucks.
A boy. Good job,
he's got
Jimmy.
A goofy hat, too.
And he wears a stupid hat. John Fox in Chicago.
No.
No.
No. Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati.
No.
No.
Is it Jackson in Cleveland? What's the coach's name?
Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson, yes, in Cleveland.
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. The golden boy. Everyone loves him. Bill O'Brien.
Yes.
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 He's won two division titles with hot garbage.
Overrated.
Nice job starting Tom Savage.
Chuck Pagano.
God, no.
No.
Who's the Chargers coach now?
Anthony Lynn.
No.
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 Grice. What's the guy's name in Miami?
Adam Gase.
Gase.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No. He sucks, too.
No, I don't know if he sucks. He hasn't done anything yet.
Trust me, he sucks.
Made the playoffs. No. You can't put him on the list
yet. I mean, you can't have no opinion on half the league. They change out, you know, coaches every year.
BB's a yes. Bill Belichick's a yes. Sean Payton.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I love it, Bedard.
Yes.
Yes.
Jimmy?
Well, hang on. Now, I'm going to say yes, because I don't think it's not a
that
team problem. It's okay. A personnel problem.
I'm a no.
Bob McAdoo.
No.
No.
Todd Bowles.
No.
No.
Kyle Shanahan.
No.
No.
Pete Carroll.
Yes.
And isn't that scary? He's on the list. Dick Cotter.
Dirk Cutter.
Dirk Cutter.
Or Dick.
That'd be a no.
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 No to Dick. Mike Mularkey.
No.
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 Jay, the Fat Gruden.
No.
No. So one, you guys voted for Dan Quinn, which I'm telling you, you're not going to hear from that guy again. Trust me.
That's a mistake.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only 9 coaches that you felt okay that got the majority of our votes.
That many?
There were 18 quarterbacks, and it should have been 20 because you guys are stupid not giving Cousins or Bradford at least a 6. I mean, that's
Sam
just
Bradford.
Dumb. That's just dumb. A 6. I'm not saying 9. There's a coaching problem, not a quarterbacking problem. That's it. It's a coaching issue. In the league, there's more than enough good players, more than enough good quarterbacks, my opinion.
Correct.
Thank you, Bedard. You co-sign. Let's just rifle through more of these calls here before we say goodbye to Greg. Here's Tim in Marblehead. Go ahead.
Mike, that exercise is absolutely perfect. It's completely a coaching problem. And to just pinpoint of why that might be, I know it's crazy to think, but you know, people say so many of this is because, you know, these quarterbacks come out of spread offenses, they can't adjust, but how about coaches? How about there's not enough good minds at the NFL level? I mean, you're lucky you got Harbaugh at Michigan, Urban Meyer. I mean, I know those guys, like, schematically might not translate to the NFL, but those are some of the best football minds that the NFL misses out on.
No question. You might say that, you know, you got 3 guys there at college who would, you know, again, I think the caller's absolutely right. Those college coaches feels like there's as much good talent in college as the pros, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Harbaugh and Saban are 2 locks. I mean, those are 2 guys that if I'm an owner, I'm like, God, what's just name your price.
Urban Meyer's another good one.
Yeah.
And I don't know about these, you know, Jimbo Fisher and Billy Bob, all that. I don't know about those guys. But there's, you know, there's a smad 3 to 5 college coaches that you just say legit.
Well, I think a big problem related to this is these coaches and also front office guys get these jobs and they get their teams and they say, well, these guys don't fit what I want to do. Whereas Belichick or Saban, because I was with Saban when he took over the Dolphins, they would say, okay, well, I'm going to tailor what I like to do to fit my talent. And I think that's a big problem in this league.
Here's Jake in the car, Sam Bradford. Is he a 6 or above or not?
He's absolutely a 6 or above.
Oh, he's the textbook definition of a 6.
All right, make your case.
Did you guys watch the game last night?
It's one game. How many wins? What's his highest win total in his career?
He's probably eight.
Know about that one.
It's eight. That's last year.
What if we call him a Boston six?
Prior to that, it was a seven. In fact, if you Google the words "Sam Bradford sucks," one of the first things that pops up is an article posted last year that
says, "Is that fair?"
Eight stats that highlight just
how much Sam Bradford sucks.
Yes, I think it is fair because Sam Bradford sucks. He's not a six. He's not.
What if you Googled Sam Bradford six?
Sam Bradford six?
I'm joking.
I'm probably get something from Pornhub. Eight stats that highlight just how much Sam Bradford sucks. Now let me read some of these. Since 2010, Bradford has the lowest passer rating of any quarterback to start in 60-plus games. The lowest. Since 2010, Bradford has the second lowest completion percentage of any quarterback to start in 60-plus games. Since 2010, Bradford has the lowest touchdown percentage of any quarterback to start in 60-plus games, and it goes on and on and on. Sam Bradford sucks, and he's an injury liability. You have him as a 6, you're wrong.
6.1. He just went up a tenth of a point in my mind because of you people. Rich and Lynn. Go ahead, Rich.
How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys, Mike Tomlin. All right.
Not on the list. He sucks.
I know, not on your list. Not on your list because he sucks against the Patriots.
Sucks against most teams.
What up? Oh, he does. Against Jim Harbaugh. He's lost to Jim Harbaugh only one time in the playoffs, all right? One time the Ravens have beat him. You said Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. Mike Tomlin beats the Ravens every single time they face each other.
You know what I think the Steelers have?
Time.
Rich, you know what I think the Steelers have?
I'm a Steelers fan.
I know you are.
I'm saying,
because I can hear your knuckles dragging on the ground. You know what the Steelers have, Rich? They have a good organization. I'll give you that.
Yes, they always have talent.
They have a good organization. But their coaching, I think their last two coaches have been overrated. I think you get any guy stand in front of the players and go, "Rawr!" And Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin can do the exact. All they do
is yell.
Is get in their face and yell in their face and then pat them on the ass. They're not scheming. They're not X-ing and O-ing. Watch these guys on the sideline, especially Tomlin. All he does is bitch at the officials. He's never talking to his coaches on the headset. Half the time, the microphone's flipped up on his forehead, and he's just crying at the refs. That's all he does is yell at the refs and pat his players on the ass.
Here's my measure of whether a coach is good or not. How many times have the Steelers beaten somebody that they shouldn't have? Like, when they were outclassed? Never. How many times have the Steelers lost the teams that they shouldn't have been losing to? Happens 4, 5, 6 times a season to that team. To me, that's poor coaching.
I mean, they even lost to Tebow.
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast.
John in California, what do you got for us on the Saints game?
Hi, this is John from California. How you doing?
Good, John. Good. What do you got, John?
Listen, I think I watched the Saints game, and I think that we got it made. But I don't want to be overconfident because of the way the Patriots played.
Okay, that's smart. Don't be overconfident. Just because one team sucks one week does not mean they're going to suck the next. In fact, if they have half a clue, they're usually better the next week. So New Orleans looking like that last night does not make it more likely you're going to win. It makes it less likely. I still like the Pats. I'm just telling you. I think New Orleans is going to bounce back next week like you're going to bounce back.
I would agree. But, hey, I mean, how much more can the Patriots have going into their favor about, like, you know, they've been off since Thursday, apparently doing nothing. While the Saints played last night and are on a short week and have to come back, right? They have to travel back. That's rough.
And their right tackle, I think, got hurt and has already been ruled out of the game, too. So what do you think? Is it going to be a shootout or is it going to be a lower scoring game?
No, I think the Patriots should pummel this team.
Okay, that's the last word right there. Bedard, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks,
no
guys.
Days off.
And thanks for pulling that sound.
I agree.
It's a clever idea by you.
No days off.
Okay, Bill. Show now.
Yeah, no, we got it. Thank you.
Off.
Thank you. We got it.
No days.
Thank you.
Off.
All right. Understood.
Felger and Mass. The Sports Hub.